The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When I was in high school, I belonged to a 4-H land judging team. At that time, the 4-H club, I don't know, do y'all have 4-H club here in Carlisle? It was a, 4-H head, heart, hands, health. Okay, it mainly in those days focused on agricultural activities. And our land judging team had to determine the depth of the topsoil, the topsoil and subsoil types, okay, loam, clay, sand, rocks, whatever, the slope of the land and the resulting drainage patterns. Okay, was it too flat to drain? Too steep to absorb much water? Okay. Was it on a floodplain? Was there evidence of erosion? Okay. The purpose of land classification was to guide farmers in the selection of crops for which the land was most suited. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the story of a man who needs to have a word with his county extension agent. He's planting seed on land for which it is not suited. Okay? Hard footpaths, rocky ground, land not yet cleared of weeds. Okay? He doesn't judge the land before planting. The land will judge itself by whether it produces and how much. That's what Jesus does. He spreads the seed of God's word everywhere without distinction, in the hope that some of it's going to produce. Since our soul is the soil in which the Lord plants his word, it's important for us to do a little land judging of our own. What is the state of our soul? How receptive is the soil of our soul? What obstacles do we need to remove so that God's word can take root in us and grow steadily and eventually produce an abundant harvest? In today's gospel, Jesus refers to three such obstacles: superficiality, cowardice, and materialism. Superficiality, the seed that fell on the path couldn't break through the surface of the hard-packed dirt. So it never sprouted and was carried off by birds. Jesus means that unless we live the faith in a more than superficial way, religious predators will come along and carry off what has been sown in our hearts. That's what's happened to many people in our own lifetime. It's happened to many people raised in good Catholic homes. If we don't know what we believe, we won't be able to answer those who try to talk us out of our faith. Culpable ignorance is failure to live according to what we should have known because we just didn't care enough to pay attention, didn't care enough to let it sink in. And such superficiality has eternal consequences. The birds came and ate it up. Cowardice. The seed that fell on rocky ground penetrated the surface all right, but it could not put down roots. And so it withered in the heat of the day. It had no source of strength to draw on in time of crisis. Jesus says, "He who has no roots lasts only for a time." Life will at some point demand of us more courage than we have in ourselves alone. Culpable apathy is the failure to develop the spiritual strength we should have developed, because at the time, being virtuous just wasn't all that important to us. Such cowardice has eternal consequences. When some tribulation or persecution comes along because of the word, he immediately falls away. And materialism. The seed that fell among weeds couldn't compete with all those weeds, and so bore no fruit. In the same way, the seed of God's word will not thrive in us if it has to compete for our attention with all of the demands and allurements of this world. What Jesus calls worldly anxiety and the lure of riches, which choke off God's word and render us spiritually sterile. According to Jesus, one of the most dangerous weeds in the garden of the human soul is the lure of riches, which invariably chokes off the harvest of goodness God so much wants us to produce. But thank God, some of the seed falls on rich soil, which represents those who hear God's word and understand it and bear fruit 160 or 30-fold. Since the land judges itself by whether it produces and by how much it produces, it behooves us to do all in our power to cultivate the soil of our inner garden so that we produce for the Lord the most abundant harvest possible. This means that we must break up the hard-packed soil of resistance that produces superficiality in us rather than understanding. We must clear our inner garden of the rocks of apathy, of not caring, that block access to the strength and courage we so much need if we're going to be courageous in time of trial. And we must pull up the weeds of worldly materialism and worldly anxiety that will otherwise choke off the harvest we could otherwise produce. The Lord has planted his word in your heart. If you prepare the soil, it will produce abundantly. But if you don't, it won't. And you will be judged accordingly. Today, in addition to celebrating the sacrament of confirmation, to empower our 10 young people here today, not only to cultivate the soil of their soul, but also to then go and produce an abundant harvest for the Lord, 160 and 30-fold, we also gather today to thank Father Keller for his faithful service to your parish and the larger church, and also to pray for him as he transitions to senior priest status. Notice, like I said at the beginning of Mass, I didn't say retirement, because although he will no longer have a specific parish assignment, we're not done with him yet. He says he wants to die with his boots on, and so I'm going to make sure that I do all in my power that he gets his wish. In addition to becoming chaplain for the pro-life movement in Arkansas, he will also be pressed into service to provide Mass in parishes where the priest is sick or on vacation, plus all sorts of other priestly services that people will request. Okay? For instance, groups of people that are on retreat or want to come for spiritual direction. And so in the name of all of us, I want to thank you, Father, for your 56 years of faithful priestly service so far. And of course, your faithful service in this parish. You are truly rich soil from which the Lord has produced and is continuing to produce abundant fruit 100-fold. Through your ministry, you have challenged superficiality, and you have challenged cowardice, and you have challenged the materialism that so afflicts our society, and which has done such grievous damage to so many people and to so many families. You have been a zealous defender of the unborn, a loving advocate, a devotion to the two hearts of Jesus and Mary, an unfailing supporter of your brother priests, and committed to promoting the welfare of the poor and the disenfranchised among us. And you're not afraid to cause a bit of commotion with the best of intentions. And for this, we thank you, and we're inspired by you.